Let's find out how things are to the west of New Orleans. And the mayor of Lake Charles, Nick Hunter, joins us on WWL. Nick, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for the offer. And look, I want to say straight up that I'm here to offer some perspective on storms, but this particular incident with Francine is meaning very little to us right now because we are way out of the zone at this moment. So we're doing fine over here in Southwest Louisiana.
Is it even raining?
No, I'm looking out my window right now and it's not raining and there's a few leaves that are fluttering, but you know, you never ever want to wish any bad weather on anybody. However, we had a really rough 2020 and 2021.
I remember.
So I was happy that we did not bear the brunt of this.
You know, I hate to ask this question because it's probably a stupid question, but I mean, I've gone through Lake Charles, but I've never actually gotten off the interstate. Is there actually a Lake Charles?
There is. If you drive down I-10 and you turn, if you're heading west and you turn to your left and look south off the I-10, Interstate 10, you will see Lake Charles.
Yeah. That is Lake Charles. All right. So, you know, I know you guys really went through it. I mean, there was like a rapid succession and you guys really got hit a couple of times. So from your perspective, what positive message do you have for people who are going through this right now?
Well, just as a Gulf Coast community, I would say that we have to be very honest with ourselves that these types of events are not going to just happen every 20 or so years. You know, you can call it whatever you want to call it. There's a lot of politically charged words and some terms that some people think are foolishness, but call it what you want. I mean, we are getting hurricanes more often, and we've got to admit that. And so moving forward, the thing that we focus very heavily on post 2020 and 2021 is resilience. And I know that's a kind of cliche term, but we have spent hundreds of millions of dollars, a lot of it thanks to FEMA, some of it thanks to HUD, on strengthening our infrastructure, our drainage, our utilities, our water and wastewater. And so I think as a community along the Gulf Coast, that's what we've got to focus on: housing, fortified gold standards, making sure that we're building back to the appropriate level of strength. And those are things, some of the silver linings over the hell we went through in 2020 and 21 for us.
Yeah, I felt so badly about the Lake Charles community and you know, you're just recovering and boom, you get hit again. And, you know, when you talk about resilience, I don't think we should downplay the meaning of that word through this area, because you'd have to be resilient to go through that not once but twice, and then to have the courage and the energy to come back again, that says a lot.
Well, it does. And for a lot of America, some people will look at South Louisiana and just think, well, you know, New Orleans is just a party city for tourists. You know, the South Louisiana coast is just camps for people that want to go fishing or crabbing. But the truth is that, I mean, we power this nation. We power a great portion of this world with our LNG export facilities, with people that are working the docks, with people that are working at the ports. So this nation needs the Gulf Coast. This nation needs South Louisiana. It's not just about people living in Lake Charles or people living in New Orleans. We need these areas to be strong for our entire nation and really international energy relations.
What's the biggest challenge you have as mayor of Lake Charles?
As mayor of Lake Charles, I would say that the recovery money, the federal money hitting the streets, is very slow. In our case, it took us over 400 days to get supplemental federal disaster aid after Hurricane Laura hit. Just as a little comparison, it took New Orleans 10 days after Hurricane Katrina. You know, and look, you guys needed it. I was very happy when New Orleans finally started to get some of the help it needed, but we didn't quite have the political bandwidth. We didn't quite have the population numbers. So for us, money is finally starting to hit the streets. We finally got a commensurate and equitable response from the federal government. But recovery is a slow process, and especially when you add on a year and a half additional of federal delays, You want things to be happening yesterday. So we've made a lot of strides. I'm very happy and proud of the strides we've made, but we still have a lot of strides to make. And so it's there's still some blue tarps out there. There's still some neighborhoods that look like Laura hit yesterday. And we're working towards those and try to address those as quickly as we can.
Yeah, that really wasn't fair that Lake Charles had to fight so hard for the money. And for my regular show from 1 to 4 in the afternoon here on WWL, I've got a lot of listeners in Lake Charles. I don't know how many people there want to admit they listen, but they do listen, and we get calls from Lake Charles. Nick Hunter, Mayor of Lake Charles, thanks for the perspective, and thanks for your kind thoughts, and I hope things are good for you in Lake Charles.
And our prayers for you guys to the east. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Nick.